Welcome to MeFlow Magic, a podcast for the investor generation. I'm Phil Knipe. Each week, I sit down with MeFlow founder Josh Schuler to discuss all things retail investing, what it means, how to get there, and how simple practices can lead to proven results. With new retail investors entering the market daily, this show exists to bring institutional ideas to you, the investor generation. To learn more about how MeFlow ideas can shape your approach to investing, check us out at MeFlow.com. And with that, let's get into the show. Happy New Year, Josh.
Happy New Year to you, Phil.
What'd you do?
What did I do with my New Year?
Big celebration over the weekend.
You know, I like the idea of new starts. And I, you know, there's lots of wonderful wisdom traditions in the world that talk about kind of being able to start over. I'm not a big resolution guy. Are you a big resolution guy? Like, do you try to like start?
Yeah, I mean, we try to think outside the box when we do it. No. Like we do the word. I can't remember. There's like some book that was, I think it's called One Word.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where you just pick a word.
Sure.
And your year is about that word, and you put a lot of thought into it, and you know it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think about New Year's as a way to begin again with intention. So you know that's even to what we talk about here on MeFlow Magic.
Well, and you know, as we're talking about the new year and all things time, I thought this might be a good opportunity to introduce a new series on the Greeks.
Yes.
Because as investors, as we're investors, kind of diving into what all of this looks like and what it means, the Greeks are actually a pretty important thing. And in short, Josh, the Greeks basically refer to a set of calculations that you can use to measure different factors that might affect the price of an options contract. Right. Is that a pretty fair example of what the Greeks are?
That's a fair way to say. I mean, an option is a derivative product, meaning that it gets its pricing from something else. So anything in the financial space that's coined a derivative, and like futures are derivative, options are derivative, there are swaps and other instruments out there. They're all driven by some other asset in terms of their pricing. And the Greeks are a number of measurements that we use to help get a sense of not only where the current price of an option is relative to its underlying priced asset, but what we expect that price will be at some point in the future.
Yeah. And there are five of them. We may just kind of cover the heavy hitters, three or four of them. I think since we're talking about the new year and how time is important to an investor, can we start off with theta?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a lot of sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense.
And since you're the expert, I mean, you're using words like tertiary and probability on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone more primed to talk about what theta is. So Josh, please, the people are waiting. What is theta and why does it matter?
So theta is, in a sense, a time value of money as it relates to an option contract. So let's look at an example. So today I'm looking at Tesla stock. And I'm thinking about Tesla stock as an investment for 2023. And I'm looking at options, call options in Tesla that go out to June. So I can establish a position in an option that doesn't expire until June or even beyond. So, you know, that's quite a ways away. Now, I can establish that position. So it's the same, it's in some sense the same as buying the stock, except it's not. So like if you buy a share of stock right now and then we get to June, and the stock is, let's say, 125 today, and in June it's at 225 a share. Okay, so I would capture the the difference between those. There really isn't a time component that really changes the pricing other than just the day-to-day activity in the stock. But in an option, how that option is priced can radically change based on what price the underlying stock is trading at when and if we get to that price at some point in the future. And each option has kind of two parts of its value. So there's one part of its value called intrinsic value, and there's another part called extrinsic value. And the extrinsic value is it's the time influenced part of the value of that option. For example, if I bought the call that's trading where we're right at today's share price. So the call that's worth the same right now is significantly higher than the one that's trading at $225, because we're not at $225. But right now there is a value to the option that's trading at $225 for Tesla, even though we're at like $125 today. And you're like, well, how is that possible? How can that thing have any value at all? Because we're not trading at that price, and you're buying something that's based off of the price we haven't traded. Well, that's the time part of that. Like there's time between now and then that we could actually be trading at that price. We could be trading above that price. And so that unknown is built into the price of that option. And so while that does have some value right now, for example, the option that if I wanted to buy one call option in Tesla at the 225 strike in June, which there actually isn't a 225. So let's say the 220 strike, I would pay $1,000 or $1,600 for that option to establish that. So there's $1,600 of value in that option today. Now, if we get to June and we are not trading a penny above 220, that option's worthless. So we have to be trading above 220 at the expiration for that thing to retain its value. So theta is a measurement of what we call the decay of that time valued money.
Yeah, time decay.
Time decay. And people will say theta decay. This is where the efficiency of how options are priced can use, for example, a drip type that we have is a strangle. Or we have different drip types on MeFlow that sell premium. So they sell options to start a position as opposed to buying them. And part of what makes those predictive is that the price of that option is already considering where it's likely to go within a certain period of time. And it's already run the math. Like the market's already, for the most part, priced in the math of where it is likely to or not likely to go between now and then. For example, we're coming to the end of 2022. We are closing inside of the expected range of the S&P 500, which we were able to calculate December 31st, 2021. So December 31st, 2021, there was enough information in the options market to predict the range to about a 68% probability that the S&P would trade in and would close within this year. And it's going to close inside that range. This is how efficient all of that is. And so you can use that time element as one of the factors. And we use it as part of how we build these multi-leg option strategies. So time is an important thing. And if you're buying options, so there you're buying time, you want that underlying vehicle to get toward the price that you want it to be at as fast as possible. The faster it gets there, the more likely that option will hold its theta value. The longer it takes to get there, you could lose. So like this, it could even happen if let's say, for example, that I bought that 220 call and it's at $17 per share. So it controls 100 shares. So that's where the, $1,700 comes in. Okay. Well, that's today. And we're trading at $125 a share. If we get to the day before expiration and we're trading at $219 a share, but we don't trade above $220, that option will be worthless. And you're like, how is that possible if I'm trading almost $100 higher in the underlying vehicle than what I am today? This is where the time element of options is important. And this is actually what has caught out a lot of retail investors who have tried to use options as a leverage way around stocks. So like rather than buying stocks, they want to buy options. They don't think about the time part. So if you're going to buy options, you need that thing to go in your direction swiftly, or it's likely not going to overcome the already priced in probabilities of time.
Yeah, because if time wasn't a factor, then the options wouldn't cost anything to purchase the contract.
That's right.
Right. I mean, the time and the price of the contract to purchase the options are kind of working against each other. So it's important to understand that, which is, we see a lot about how these options, like every Friday, are expiring. You can purchase an options contract that expires 7 days or 14 days or 21 days from now or 45 days, or you gave the example of, 180 days from now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very important. But time is important whether you're using multi-leg option strategies like we use with MeFlow or in any investment. This is when you're putting capital to work around idea, and whether it's in the stock market or it's in just a business, a really important aptitude or skill for an investor to have is to think through the time element. Like, how long is this investment likely to play out? When we use strangles, so when I put on a strangle, if MeFlow says, hey, here's this stock is a great candidate for a strangle, I know that idea is going to be about a 20-day idea. And so I already know how soon should that kind of be working for me, or how should it not be working for me? And that's really powerful to be able to know how long. When you ask people looking at their portfolios, and they'll say, well, I had X, Y, or Z stock, or I bought this thing. And you're like, well, then when do you actually intend to get out of that thing or have it? And it's like they just go blank. It's like deer in headlights. Like, what? You mean like there's a time that this was supposed to work out? You mean like there was a time that this was, yeah. Yeah. Because if you're not thinking about time for your investment to come out, then there's no strategy other than hope. It really is a gamble at that point. Like, you are really just open to, you're going to get an outcome. Whether that outcome is going to be for your benefit or against you, I can't say. And unfortunately, there have been times throughout history where not thinking through the time element has significantly impacted people's investment goals. I mean, think about anybody who went into like 07, 08, 09 and wasn't thinking about time. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I'm in it for X amount of time. I mean, my father-in-law had to delay his retirement because of how much of his portfolio decreased because of, you know, when the timing was that he was hoping to get out. There are no doubt people who are experiencing right now the ill effects of they lost 25% of their portfolio last year. Even those who were in more conservative mix of like stocks and bonds, they also lost significantly. So, you know, where they thought that, you know, this was somewhat safe. So now they're, you know, in jeopardy. And if we look at like the next 10 years, even from a macro perspective, I mean, there's potential that time is going to be a really tricky thing to navigate. So if you're using the playbooks of the past where it's kind of like, I'm just going to buy and hold. Well, let's think about this time element. What if stock markets didn't appreciate for 10 years? Like, what if they just traded in a range of, you know, 5 to 10% for 10 years? There's a significant time penalty that you're going to have in your investment. It's an opportunity cost, right? Because you could have been putting it somewhere else, but you've had it locked in. And this is the same thing where somebody like buys a stock and then they hold it. And like, let's say the stock goes way against them for a long period of time. And then it finally comes back to like where their entry was, like not even at a profit, but like it comes back to where their entry is. And they like, we've measured this through historical studies. Investors will just bail at that point. They don't even like get the benefit once it actually is going in their favor. So time is so important. It's great that it's one of the Greeks, and you know, we talk about Greeks in options or derivative products because they're these, you know, different mathematical variables that we can use to calculate the prices. But thinking about time as an investor is a very, very important aspect as you approach any type of investment, especially in financial products.
So if horology, the study of time, is way over your head, like it is mine, the really, really cool thing about MeFlow is that we kind of do it for you.
We do.
For example, it's pretty common for MeFlow to put out a straddle, or you mentioned strangle earlier, right? One of these options. And built into the actual drip that comes through on a daily basis, there's verbiage like, choose a straddle that expires within the 45-day window.
Yes.
Right? So MeFlow is kind of just doing this for you. Mm-hmm. But this is important stuff to understand the why behind it.
Yeah.
Not just the how, but the why.
Let's make this applicable to anybody, whether you use MeFlow or not. We hope that you do. But if you don't, I mean, two things to think about with any investment decision is one is like when you put on an investment, how long do you believe it will take to play out? Like, when do you want that to be liquid? Like, when do you want to be able to like put that into the next? And you don't, I mean, it doesn't have to be an absolute answer, but I think there's a lot of wisdom in knowing the time part of that. And positioning yourself around that. Because then you can even ask questions around like, is this working or not? Because when I got into this investment, I'm a storyteller. And, time is part of telling a story, right? And then the second one is, how will you compensate for opportunity cost when time goes against you? So when you put on an investment, how long do you believe it'll take to play out? That's the first question. Second one is, how will you compensate for opportunity cost when time goes against you? Does that mean that you exit the opportunity so that you can redeploy it into another one? Does it mean that you just eat that cost as a sunk cost? Like what is that? I know one of the reasons that we love the fact that MeFlow generates new ideas all the time is that, you know, not every idea works. So that means if I have an idea that doesn't work within the specific amount of time, I have confidence that there's going to be another higher probability idea that I could redeploy the capital in instead of in the one that's just not working. When you don't have new ideas, a pretty common behavior that we see in investors is that you just ride that one into the ground. And again, that's a gamble. That's not investing with skill. And you'll get an outcome. Most likely, it won't be the outcome that you want.
Josh, that is so helpful. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year, my friend. I'm really excited to be a part of this new project with you. And I'm glad you're in my life.
Oh, likewise, man. Thanks for steering us through this. It's going to be a great ride in 2023.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks again for listening to MeFlow Magic. I'm your host, Phil Kneipp. And thanks as always to Josh Schuler, El Jefe, as he's affectionately known at the MeFlow Studios in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you like what you hear, do us a huge favor and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And please consider writing a review as well. It really helps us reach more listeners and ultimately keeps us going. The content, views, and opinions expressed in MeFlow Magic are for educational purposes only. As with all investments, there is a risk of loss, including principal, and no host or guest of MeFlow Magic shall be held liable. You should consult a financial advisor before making any investments relating to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or whereby other investments relating to money. In other words, do your own research. This show is produced by me, Phil Kneipp.